Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Couple of pieces of housekeeping news. We are sitting in the newly remodeled Belco Credit Union Studios.
Yeah.
Which is dope.
Feels great.
It's
looks
so nice.
Great.
Ugh.
In fact, we've been putting up videos lately of our show, and you can kind of see a little bit of what's going on. If you can just imagine a cesspool of rotting horror, that's what it looked like before. Thank you, Belco, for turning it into a radio studio. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Saw? Kind of one of those.
Kind of like that. And now this is like...
You used to be chained to the...
Yes. And this is, what would you call this now? It's like the Jetsons.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's ridiculous in here.
And I like they said it's got the Belco blue. It's a specific
and they're
blue.
They're swooshy things all over. And we got Belco pillows and chapstick. Yeah. If anybody's got chap lips, you swing on by here.
We will apply Belco
chapstick to you right now. We want to talk about your grudge. Who you grudging against? What you grudging against? Are you holding on to something? In times when we've talked about this, we call it get over it. But today, I don't think we're going to judge you on it. I think we let you call and tell your grudge, and then we go, I think you've let that go too long.
Okay.
But today, we're going to be like, you're okay. And the reason I think we're going to let it be okay is because our good friend, our dear friend, the sexiest man alive from 2023.
From every year.
Yeah, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Has got a grudge against some dentist that he went to when he was like 20 years old.
Really?
And he's still mad.
What happened?
He said he just screwed up his teeth. He said he needed to do some preventative stuff. And because he's a dentist. Like, I have a grudge against almost every dentist. Because here's what I think they do. Because you go in, oh my God, I am Paul Rudd right now, and I'm not nearly sexy enough to pull this off. I've gone to dentists, and they go, you have a dentist. I had my childhood dentist, and he was just kind of one of my dad's friends who just used pliers and blowtorches on us and stuff.
Okay.
And then you go to a real dentist, and the new dentist goes, I don't know who did this to your mouth, but I'm going to have to replace this filling, and whatever. And you're like, and this one just needs a crown. And then I moved, and you go to a new dentist, and they're like, I don't know who your old dentist was, but we're going to have to replace that crown. This one shouldn't have been a filling. That's a crown. And we're going to have to replace this too. And then the dentist I go to now, I had just done all my crowns. He walked in and was like, what in the world is happening to your mouth, sir? We have to replace all. And you're like, what? But the sick thing is they're always right. I'm like, oh my God, you're right. It does feel like a rotten cesspool in my mouth.
But how come we're never going back? We're never like reporting the people who did, the dentist who did it before. You know, it's never
take him out. So I like Paul Rudd, have a grudge against everyone who's ever been inside my mouth. Who are you grudging on?
Ooh.
I have a lot of grudges. Specifically, there was one I remember when I was young and I went to basketball camp for a week, and every day I used to get a dollar. And that was the one time that I could buy.
Oh my God.
I do remember.
Here's
this.
The weird thing. I actually know this story. People listening don't.
Yeah.
So it's
okay.
fine.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I know we weren't supposed to judge.
Yeah,
this is
we weren't going to.
This is the dumbest grudge to hold on to. But keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going.
So I got a dollar every day. It was the one time I used to get an all sport. They didn't have Gatorade in the vending machines, but they had all sport.
It's some sort of electrolyte.
Yeah, it was here and then it was gone and then it was back for a little bit at Walmart maybe or so. Huh. I don't know if they still make it or whatever. But I would get every day. I would look forward to it because I was just a little sugar fiend. Uh-huh. Really, that's why I was at the basketball camp.
Yeah.
So we go out and I put my dollar in, ready to hit my all sport. And the cool kid, the rich kid, the cool kid who's there at camp. He's behind me in line, and he kind of reaches around, and he just hits the water button right after I put my dollar in.
And out comes like an Aquafina.
Yep. Yeah. Dasani. But yeah, I remember it like
Coke
it was
version.
Yesterday. Yeah. And it was like, I just looked at him, and I was like, that's not funny.
Because this is, I don't have another dollar.
Right. That's not funny. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Did you see him tearing up?
Well, I didn't want to drink a water. I could drink a water at home. I finally get a dollar to get an all sport, and now I got to drink a water. Because cool, and then they're all laughing.
Do you know
the
name
cool
of the
kid?
Kid?
I absolutely do. Yeah.
You know his first and last name.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you want to give it to the listeners so we can dox this fool?
No.
We can all Venmo request him a dollar.
Yes.
Because I went through high. He went to a different school, but I went through high school.
Did
at
you ever tell
always,
him?
No, I never did.
I think it's time we tell him.
Yeah.
Do you think we can find him?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm still friends. I'm friends with him like on social media, but he doesn't know that he did this to me.
He probably
or
does.
We 100% have to do this. Do you remember
Why?
That I said that my grudge was against Kerry Kennedy, who de-pants me at a very vulnerable age, and blah, blah, blah. And I've used that every time we talk about grudge, I talk about it. She pulled my pants down. My crush was there. It ruined me. I have no game with women to this day. But one of the last times we talked about it, enough people who went to Skyline High School reached out to Kerry Kennedy, and she wrote me an email.
No
like,
way.
Oh. She was like, I have no idea. I had no idea I hurt you in this way.
Oh, wow.
Like I ruined, like, and it was like, and it made me, it was awesome in a bad way. It was awesome for her because she just flipped it and made me feel like such a D.
That's
why?
That's what I'm worried about. Because
she's like, I can't, like, how would I know that I, but it's like, well, dude, you de-pantsed a kid.
Yeah.
And we have,
you did
we have
something
pee-pees.
Very embarrassing to
and
you.
Like, and they're small when you're in the water
right.
and they're small when you're
I mean,
that age.
You
and
saw
like,
it. Everyone
right. It's
saw
like, everybody
it.
Saw
like,
it. It was,
what do you
it was
think
like awful. I'm a grower, not a shower. If you have a grudge against somebody, we would love to hear your grudge story. 303-222-5423 or text into that exact same number.
I remember in like, I don't remember if it was the fifth or sixth grade, but we would get homework like every Wednesday.
Okay.
And the end of the day was coming up. We had maybe just a couple minutes left until school got out for the whole day. And our teacher forgot to assign us homework until this little snot-nosed twat... was just like, excuse me, Mr. George, you forgot to assign homework.
Oh, no!
Like, let us have our freedom.
Oh,
he took our freedom.
Yeah.
And
Savannah?
You remember his first and last name?
Oh, yeah.
We got to get these people on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got to talk to Waterboy and Homework Boy.
Girl.
Girl.
Yeah.
Homework Girl. We got to bring Waterboy and Homework Girl together. They might be superheroes like Lava Boy and Shark Girl.
Switch them.
Lava Girl and Shark Boy.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the other quick grudge that I just want to say, because they were in the news, tattered cover. You sons of bitches.
Oh, yeah.
You accused me of shoplifting.
That's right.
And to prove that I wasn't shoplifting, I took my pants off in the middle of your store.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it was in my commando phase, so you got me arrested for indecent exposure. And then you took a Polaroid of me and said I could never come to your store again.
Wow. Anytime Slacker's pants come off, a grudge is about to happen.
So I have never, there have been people who are like, ooh, it's my birthday. You know what a voracious reader I am. Just give me like a tattered cover. And I'm like, here's a Barnes
&
Noble.
I've met some really awesome people at Tattered Cover. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, great. I've
Wonderful.
Never been since that day because I took my pants off. Right in the store doesn't even exist. It was a Cherry Creek one. It was like four stories.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right there.
Okay.
Oh, well, let's, then we can go. We'll find
they
our people.
No, they know now. Back. I'm going to walk in. They're like, that's the pantsless guy. All right. If you've got a grudge against somebody, we'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about grudges, and for some reason, I went off on Dennis. I think you all had a little bit of a grudge against Dennis.
Yeah, I had one Dennis make me cry, and I never went back.
Oh, so. What'd they do?
I told them that the numbing was wearing off, and they said, we're almost done. And they went on for like another half an hour.
Because so you're the redhead, it doesn't work on you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the cold. We're almost done.
Okay. Suck it up, buttercup.
But somebody texted in that they also have a grudge against their dentist. We didn't want this just to be slam dentist. Well, we have a totally different we have a different topic for
tomorrow.
That. Right. Tomorrow's dentist story.
They said, Slacker, grudge on dentists all you want, but my dentist told me that they had an infection on one of my teeth and they didn't get it fixed. Infection ended up traveling up to her brain and they ended up getting brain surgery. His or her. I'm not sure who it is, I guess.
Okay, then that Erin, when she read that text, she was like, your grudge isn't with your dentist, your grudge is with you. And that's true.
Yeah.
Like, well, you chose saying, to not like, get it fixed. Yeah.
Like, you should listen to the dentist.
Yeah. Yes. But, except when they tell you your crowns are old and you should.
Yeah. Well, and every
and
time.
And your last dentist did a really poor job.
Correct.
Exactly. Which one do you go to get it fixed? Which is going to do it right?
Right. The last dentist. Ellen?
Yay.
Yay. Grudge. Who are we grudging against?
You are grudging against Kat.
Oh,
my God. I want it to stop.
My mom has a cat now, Ellen.
Does she really? Oh.
She does.
Aw.
My niece has moved in with my mom to help out, and she has a cat, and so my mom has a cat. So I don't have it. Why do you think? Okay. Why do I have to get over it? Do you have a grudge against dogs?
No, not really.
Do you have a dog?
No, I don't.
Well, see, you're grudging.
Mm.
She's not grudging.
Well, I'm not grudging. Why am I grudging? Just because I don't have a cat. Why am I grudging, but she's not grudging? Why do I keep saying grudging?
I have a grudge against the dog. Not
Ellen
me, just the cat.
Seems very nice, and that's why we like her.
Ellen, you don't want me to grudge on you. You don't want me to move my cat grudge to you. You're right. I am over it. I promise you, Kiki's a great cat.
Mm-hmm.
My grudge starts with the one time there was a cat in my house when I lived with a girl. She went out of town, and I've told the story a thousand times. I bathed the cat, which the cat hated, and then I trimmed the cat's whiskers.
Which the cat hated.
Which the cat just kept getting stuck places, and I couldn't figure it out. So it's, again, it's like this Dennis chick.
You can't hate cats because you're an idiot.
I'm the grudge.
Yeah.
I'm the idiot, Ellen. Thank you for the call. Sonia.
Yay.
Yay.
Who we grudging on?
My elementary school teacher. She used to give all the good kids graham crackers with chocolate on top. And for some reason, I wasn't ever a good kid, so I had to sit there and watch them eat their graham crackers with chocolate.
So you're mad at her?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
why did I call so that we're not allowed to judge these today? Because it's ruined. Because I want to go, like, once again, you're mad at you. Like, if you were a good kid, you would have got a graham cracker. Right?
No, the thing is, for some reason, I was never a good kid. Like, I don't know why. Didn't really do anything.
But still, in retrospect, you know what you did, right? You were not a good
kid.
No,
there was these little clips with your name on it, and you would be at a number one or number five. All the kids would move theirs back to number one, and I would wait for permission to move back to number one, and I never got permission. And I was never sneaky like the other kids who would move their clips to number one to get these chocolate graham crackers.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Right.
Yeah. Her name's Miss Burt.
You're too honest, Sonia.
If you're still alive, I hate you, Miss Burt.
Can I get your address and bring you some graham crackers and chocolate? Would that make you happy?
I appreciate it.
I would. Okay.
Yeah, it would.
We're going to...
Bring some for me, too.
I'm going to say this. I am fully committed. I'm going to put you on hold, and we are going to drive to your neighborhood and give everybody in your neighborhood graham crackers and chocolate, except you. She didn't move her clip.
Because she was waiting for permission.
That's your problem. If you watch everyone else do it, do what the others are doing.
Yeah, you got to go take it.
Yeah.
Grab life by the
Get
horns.
Get yours. Carpe diem.
Yeah.
What is that? Seize the day?
Yeah.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Eve.
Yay.
Who we grudging against?
My friend's ex-wife. So we were supposed to go paintballing during our college years. Turns out she didn't like any of the girlfriends. So she told the guys we were actually going to have a pool party. And she took pictures with all our boyfriends and posted them all over Facebook while we were like dumb butts waiting for the guys to show up at paintball.
What?
Oh my gosh.
That's the most valid grudge I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. And to this day, she still shares them on social media.
That's weird, diabolical.
Yeah. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.